It's Patrick Hutzel from intensivecarehotline.com with another quick tip for families in intensive care. So today's tip is about, again, a frustration that we had from one of our readers who says, my frustration is that not wanting to admit my dad into ICU because of his age and his condition. Now, that can be a big frustration and it should not happen in a hospital, because that is discrimination. Nobody should be discriminated against because of their age, gender, condition, whatever the case may be. But one way to avoid that going forward is simply by having an advanced care directive. So what is an advanced care directive? If you type into Google advanced care directive in your jurisdiction, wherever you are, you can document in an advanced care directive what you want if you, for example, need ICU, so that you are not discriminated against, right? That is my advice. And it also goes to show that, you know, what I keep saying over and over again, that you can't do your research early enough when you have a loved one in intensive care, because by then it can be too late. It often is too late. So, you know, if you watch this video, get an advanced care directive about what you want when you, God forbid, need to go into ICU. Do you want full treatment? Do you not want to go into ICU? What is it that you want? You know, ICUs can't refuse that. It's a legal document. So I'll keep it short today. That is my quick tip for today. Get an advanced care directive, get it signed by your lawyer, by your attorney, and then you have that legal document and then you're covered. That's my quick tip for today. If you have a loved one in intensive care, go to intensivecarehotline.com, call us on one of the numbers on the top of our website, or simply send us an email to support@intensivecarehotline.com with your questions. Also, have a look at our membership for families in intensive care at intensivecaresupport.org. There you have access to me and my team 24 hours a day in a membership area and via email, and we answer all questions intensive care related. Please, if you need a medical record review for your loved one in intensive care, we do medical record reviews for patients in intensive care in real time. So you can have a second opinion in real time. And we also do medical record reviews after intensive care. If you have unanswered questions, if you need closure, or if you are suspecting medical negligence, we can help you with all of that. Now, like the video, subscribe to my YouTube channel for regular updates for families in intensive care. Share the video with your friends and families. Click the notification button and comment below what questions and insights you have from this video. Thanks for watching. This is Patrick Hutzel from intensivecarehotline.com, and I'll talk to you in a few days. Take care.